is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
Just an option.
Hey,
refuse to be forgotten.
Hey,
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey,
and I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
Hey,
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey,
so every single summer.
Hey,
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
Hey,
you hear but you don't listen.
Hey,
you better pay attention.
Hey,
and get what you've been missing. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
I've got the GMO folder from this week, and I've got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with their 76 new things they're funding, and 30-plus of them are sterilization vaccines. A nanotech vaccine that they just put on somebody's skin and it sterilizes you. This is forced medical tyranny. That's what this whole system is. How do I sit here and calmly talk about this? And then over the years, we've gotten Bilderberg Group documents. We've had the maids inside the hotels. You know, you get there before the event. You tell them, look, you're going to have these evil people here. You're not going to be able to look them in the eyes. They're going to treat you bad. We know you're not going to help us now. But after you see how evil they are, steal the minutes. Steal their paperwork. You know, give us the information. That's just one way we get the info. And they always say, no way. And then days after the event ends, they go, these people are pure evil. Do you know what they're planning? They're planning to take over the planet. They're planning forced population reduction. Remember the Times of London last year from the Bilderberg? And then they had a sub-meeting in New York, headline, global elite meet to discuss overpopulation. And then what did Bill Gates go there this year for? That's all they're into. You have to understand that while the general public is involved in baseball and work and playing golf and taking their kids to music lessons, the elite are into controlling society. The easiest way to describe it is basically like this. The Matrix or the Truman Show. More and more, our lives are literally like the Truman Show, where all the major decisions are made for us, and we're distracted by all these petty things. And it's my job to get you to basically think for yourselves out there.
Summer's here, and the winter's past. Can you hear me?
Good morning, CKLN listeners. It is the 16th day of June, 2010. You are listening to CKLN Rude Awakening. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Here on CKLN 88.1 FM, CKLN.fm online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. This community radio station is dedicated to the community and to the people of Toronto. And of course, parallel community efforts worldwide against forces, powers that be evil. As I define those powers, there's many, many ways to define those powers, but I've certainly been looking into it, and I certainly haven't aligned myself with anybody or any group or any ideology that's prevented me from changing my opinion. But as I define the power structure here in the early part of the 21st century, 10 years deep into Jetsonville, I like to suggest, based on my research and the research of many others, that there is a new world order that be controlling a lot of the decisions. And I start off the show with a little "Find Your Love" by Drake. Shout out to Drake, Toronto rapper, R&B singer. I just think he makes music. I just know I'm actually working on a song called "The Great Drake Hate Over," where I just kind of settle this through all the haters in my city and all this stuff, because it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time to be hating on somebody unless they're lying to you, unless they're trying to mess with you, and it's, you know, part of the whole entertainment corporate power structure. You know, I have no doubt that you know he's being pushed and he's being told to say certain things that reflect that agenda. But as a 23-year-old young man, he's probably going to say that anyway. So it makes no sense. So no hating on Drake. Album came out yesterday. Hopefully it's doing well, and hopefully you get some from it, because I jacked the leak, and I'm going to cop a copy of this one, because I really like it. And I basically, one of my techniques is, you know, to be real populist about it. And in different circles, you know, I would speak this way. In different circles, I wouldn't. But it's all the same. Just trying to protect free speech here in communist Canada. But basically, I ride another Iga's Uts until I find my own. And so, if I'm out there and I'm postering or flyering in the streets of T-Dot, and I happen to be listening to "Thank Me Later," and, you know, I better find your loving. I better find your love. I better find your loving. I better find your love. I better find your loving. I better find your love. I bet if I give all my love, then nothing's gonna tear us apart. And if that comes on, then, you know, I don't just suddenly go, wow, what if I was Drake meeting a pretty girl? I just kind of apply that type of energy and emotion to what I'm working on and see if it can help me get inspired towards that end. But here on the show, played Find Your Love by Drake, then played Alex Jones talking about his GMO file, and he was kind enough to share a bit of his GMO file with us on the Alex Jones Show on June 8th, as he had Mr. Jeffrey Smith on, the foremost anti-GMO advocate, somebody who can explain all this really, 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 really well. So I'm going to play some clips from that show with Jeffrey Smith and the Alex Jones Show. Also have Deborah Cohen from the British Medical Journal, because they just aired out the World Health Organization over the H1N1 scamdemic that we saw last summer, basically, really descend on us, where the World Health Organization, I actually have these articles, we were showing these articles to people, my colleagues and I at TorontoTruthSeekers.com at Dundas Square. I did some amazing work last year. Unfortunately, we aren't doing much about the G20 right now, and I'll talk about that in a sec, but it's nothing personal against anybody. If there was no New World Order, I wouldn't wake up at 4:30 in the morning 4 days a week to come down here and do this show. I just wouldn't do that. I might still have fun on the radio, be an engaging personality, but if there wasn't this genuine threat to all of us, then I wouldn't bother doing this. And this is not about me. There's many people out there doing great work. And I referenced Alex Jones, Jeffrey Smith on GMO foods, and many others. Alan Watt, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, Henry Mackow, tons and tons of people doing great work on this. And then they have tons of fans. And those fans get smarter but more disconnected from reality when they look in this information. It's almost like World of Warcraft. Like, if you're really into World of Warcraft and you're, you know, wandering around, in an alternate universe, then you don't always talk to people about that. Like, you can't demonstrate how you feel about that, because no one can really relate to you unless they play World of Warcraft. You know, you can't just, you can mention you play it, and you mention how cool it is, you got the new one, but if there's no real reason to mention it, most people wouldn't bother mentioning World of Warcraft. And wow, it's so cool, I'm in this world, and I'm doing this, and I'm building this civilization, and people just look at you like, what? I don't want to talk about this. And so when it comes to this information, that's what ends up happening to a lot of people out there, where they'll hear that, you know, mainstream news somewhere in the world reported, and then InfoWars picked up on a peer-reviewed study about genetically modified foods, which you know, are probably about half our food supply right now, that sterilize you and that cause cancer and that cause hair to grow inside of your mouth if you're a rat. And they've tried feeding some of this stuff to animals, and the animals go, are you crazy? I'm not touching that, you nuts. Turn me into a hamburger. I'm out of here. And so on. So anyway, we find out tons of this information, and I would offer this suggestion to people out there, and this is a suggestion to the world. I basically speak to the world in my show. I'm fairly polite to the fans that get in touch with me and that I meet of this radio show. Shout-outs as well to shows by Richard Serrett, George Freund, and Art Bell here in Toronto as well, for dealing with these issues. Having the, if I say courage, then it sounds like I'm bragging. But for thinking it's wise to deal with these issues in the brilliant ways they do at this time. But basically, all of us are diggers. We're all diggers. We dig for information. You dig? You might dig too, but you know you're usually digging something that something else has dug for you. Something else that someone else has dug for you. So you'll get Alex Jones reading the Patriot Act. And you know, whatever, and talking about it with other people on his show and breaking down different sections that are crazy. And you can go to InfoWars.com, and I use them as the best example because they're the best one I've found. So it's responsible for me to pass that on. And you can see all this stuff. And then the rest of us are translators. You know, it's as simple as if you were in China and, you know, you, you went to InfoWars.com and you were trying to figure out, okay, how do I translate some of this into Chinese for people? You know, how do I make a Chinese flyer that says, you know, oh crap, GMO foods are sterilizing us, causing cancer and other untold, you know, havoc as part of a global elite eugenical depopulation agenda. And I think some Chinese people need to know this, damn it. So anyway, that's it's the same thing here. You know, we're not in China. But we did, and my colleagues at TorontoTruthSeekers.com and I have actually done this, and Toronto 9/11 Truth before them, that was the group that Toronto Truth Seekers formed out of. We did this mostly last summer, and I wasn't just me, because a lot of times I talk about things, and these days I'm kind of moving a lot by myself these days. I'm trying to get just move at a solid pace and reflect genuine concern about especially the G20 and the traumatic assault on the city that is the protest basically being used to justify the use of war on terror machinery on the public and to normalize it. So first they came for us at the protest because we all showed up, and then they came for us later. So since I am concerned about these issues here in Toronto, it helps to bring up what has been done in Toronto with people in Toronto about these issues to remind us that just a year ago, you know, just over a year ago, or just under a year ago, excuse me, starting in July of 2009, a group called Toronto Truth Seekers at TorontoTruthSeekers.com was on the streets of Dundas Square, handed out tons of flyers and DVDs, and they were taken by people. This is at Dundas Square, at the southwest corner of Dundas Square, right in front of the H&M there, trying to stay out of people's ways, stay out of the street performers' ways, stay out of shoppers' ways, but we're there. And we had a big table and truth umbrella for the most part. And while a lot of things got taken, people were not taken aback. You know, the people of Toronto were perfectly okay with us flexing like that and offering this type of info. And if they didn't want to take it, they want to take it. If they want to take a look at it later, they can take a look at it later. But, you know, this is about evolving an approach to understanding how you can communicate this. You know, moving from learning to thinking. Because right now, the conspiracy theorist movement out there, you know, we'll hear something about the GMO food situation, and you know, if they're in a modern, new age, me, selfish culture, then they'll just be like, wow, that was neat. That was amazing, shocking, like watching a horror movie or taking a roller coaster or, you know, learning something smart. It's something well explained. I mean, there is a certain craft to breaking down truth and honesty out there that is to be respected, be it in an artistic way, in a courtroom. You know, if you look at To Kill a Mockingbird, classic movie with Gregory Peck, you know, saw it when I was a kid, and you see the speeches against racism in that movie, and you're like, wow, and by a lawyer in the movie, you're like, wow, that's amazing, that's where, you know, or heck, Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth, which, again, plays into the giant New World Order PSYOP, which basically tells us you can't handle the truth, you can barely handle it yourself, you can't handle trying to figure out how to tell anyone else, and you can't handle failing at telling anyone else because you didn't try that hard to tell them, and then you came out and you were like, rah, 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 and the human mind is not a dumpster. You know, I dump on this show. This is a theater show. This is me on stage, kind of like Bill Cosby with a microphone and a multicolored sweater, and I'm just trying to break down for the kids, and so on. You know, but you know, I can't. But if someone's in front of me, I couldn't do this. You know, and even people that are experienced. You know, I got young cats coming up at me going, oh, dude. Yeah, I met a dude at the tennis courts in Milton last year. And I'd known dude. And he, a young brown dude, good guy. And, you know, looked up to me a little older brotherly like sometimes, you know, young brown dudes do or whoever does. And he saw me drinking water out of a plastic bottle. Or no, a glass bottle at the tennis court. He's like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, because plastic, you know, water bottles leak estrogen, xenoestrogen, makes you effeminate, sterilizes you, no good for guys, hyperfeminizes women, shoots young girls into puberty when they're young, and causes breast cancer because you got too much estrogen, so you know it builds up and affects the chain reactions in your body that accelerate, you know, in some ways your aging process as well. So I didn't answer it like that, but I answered the first part of that question. Ah, it's got it, you know, xenoestrogen, not good for you. And he was like, ah, where'd you learn that? And I was like, Infowars.com. He goes, dude, because we're on Milton, town of, I don't know, 50,000, 30,000, 50,000. Just west of Toronto. I lived there with my folks, summer of 08 for a couple of months. And he was a brown dude who knew this stuff, young guy. And he's like, dude, nobody here knows this. Nobody knows this. Oh, my God, I have no one to talk to. And so, you know, we agreed to get together once. We chatted. And even those guys who are super into it, can go for about an hour before they get totally worn out by just, you know, answer after answer after answer. Because I do fight like a boxer. I try and knock you out. I'm sick of being argued with about this. So people are afraid to argue with me about this because they know I'll knock them out. Which means this stuff is true, which means we got to do something. So in this little, you know, just to break down what's been going on here. Got a little Find Your Lovin' by Drake. You know, I better find your lovin', I better find your home. Which is a better way to look at this information than I better scare the crap out of you, I better scare you a lot. And so, you know, definitely approach this with some compassion. Look at someone and say, hey, look, it's your kid. Go to VRAN.org for vaccine exemption forms. Check out the work of Dr. Russell Blaylock, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Barbara Lowfisher, Dr. Andrew Molden, and tons and tons, Dr. Shiv Chopra, tons of people, Health Canada whistleblower, who will explain the risks of vaccines to you. And then check out some of it. As a responsible father, before Father's Day, check out some of it. As a responsible mother, responsible parent, for yourself, check out the risks of vaccines. Don't just be sold the potential benefits of taking medication even when you're not sick, because it's a bad road. You don't want diabetes? Take this vaccine. You don't want cancer? Take this vaccine. You don't want club foot? Take this vaccine. You don't want your butt to look fat? Take this vaccine. And they just get you going on crazy. It's a stupid idea, first of all, and there's lots and lots of reasons, but go to VRAN.org to break that down. And you can pass that on for a position of compassion. And I will say this, stress is in the show, because I think it's what's missing from the game. The idea that that we encourage people to do this, not because I'm being a jerk trying to tell people what to do, but because I'm trying to help you be a better person by getting you to do stuff for people you like that reflects that type of appreciation of them and responsibility for, you know, your own environment, your friend's environment, our shared environment, our country of Canada, and so on. So start out with Find Your Love and broke down a little GMO, get you to think for yourself. And then in this little rant, I wanted to crystallize the idea that just, you know, informing the informed and telling other people that know about this stuff is a mistake. Using this stuff as entertainment is a mistake. Using our inspiration, our favorite artists and so on, for just entertainment is a mistake when there are inspiring things that we can do. But after this clip on GMO, I'm going to break down a question a caller had about the Afghan mineral riches story. Basically, it's war propaganda. This recent, we found $1 trillion worth of cool stuff in Afghanistan. Half of it, they're going to get us to go, well, the war sucks, and maybe we should stay and get that stuff. And that'll corrupt us further. But what is currently corrupting us? What we got to deal with are genetically modified foods. When they're attacking our food supply, there is no escape. Even the organic stuff is suspect. And so here's Jeffrey Smith on the Alex Jones Show.
But whatever you do, don't procrastinate. Get involved today. Start reaching out to people that are ready to hear the truth. Jeffrey Smith is the founder of the Institute for Responsible Technology, whose mission is to promote the responsible use of technology and stop genetically engineered foods and crops through grassroots and national strategies. He's an acclaimed international speaker, trusted authority on GMOs, best-selling author, admired filmmaker. Seeds of Deception.com is the website. I wanted to get him on because I've literally seen hundreds of studies out of Canada, England, China, Japan, the United States, I've interviewed, you know, former GMO company heads who found that it was, you know, really hurting the guinea pigs and mice and rats. I've talked to other GMO heads who would say, look, this stuff's sterilizing the rats, reducing fertility. They'd say, well, that's not a problem, is it? There's too many people. So the point is, whether you think there's too many people or not, we shouldn't have forced medication going on. And then the bigger issue is this is irrevocably altering the DNA of the human species. So in the next 22 minutes, I wanted to get Jeffrey Smith's take on all of this. He would be with us longer, but he's on the road making a film right now. Here's the headline. Research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. A new study done by Russian scientists suggests that genetically modified food may cause, kind of like jumping in front of a bus going 100 miles an hour might hurt you. A new study done by Russian scientists suggests that genetically modified food may cause long-term sterility. That is sterility in the second and third generations. The scientists used hamsters for the research and divided them into groups. One group of hamsters was fed normal diet without any soy products. A second group was fed non-GMO, genetically modified organism soy. The third ate GMO soy, and the fourth group was fed an even higher amount of GMO soy than the third. Each group produced about 7 of 8 litters of baby hamsters, each without any problems. But when the research selected new breeding pairs from the offspring, the second generation had a slower growth rate, and a bunch of other studies show that our guest will go over in a moment, and researched their sexual maturity later than normal. They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher. Oh, you like living until 25 instead of 100? That's what we're talking about. That's 100, you know, 5 times lower is 25. They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher than the hamsters did who ate the soy. Even more shocking was the fact that nearly all of the third generation GMO soy hamsters were sterile and also experienced hair growth inside their mouths. There's photos of that. And it goes on. Now here, perfect soft kill weapon. Mercury in the vaccines has been shown within one generation to reduce fertility and damage DNA. Folks, this is real. And we already have massive sperm count lowered levels. We have massive infertility in women. You know about it. You see it in the news. All right, I'm going to shut up for the next 2 segments and go to Jeffrey Smith, author of genetic roulette, which is so important to get, folks. Jeffrey, break down this new study by the Russians, and then let's go into some of the other studies we've seen.
Yes, they actually, the scientists I spoke with said it was just a routine study. They just simply fed hamsters genetically modified soy in those 4 groups you said, non-GM soy, GM soy, high GM soy, and no soy. And there was no problem in the groups that were eating the normal, natural soy as part of their diet or no soy at all. But those that ate the genetically engineered soy, they didn't actually show the problems in the first generation. The second generation was slower growth, slower onset for maturity, but by the third generation, that's when the boom hit. And that was when nearly all of the adults had lost the ability to have babies. And the infant mortality rate, the rate at which they died at birth or soon after, that was 5 times higher in one of the GM soy groups and 4 times higher in the other compared to the control. So you had both a level of infertility, slower growth, and also a higher death rate among the babies. Now, this man, Alexei Surov, had done some research on hamsters before and found quite a rare situation where hair and mucus would form inside the mouth of the hamsters. The pictures are so disgusting that when I posted my article in Huffington Post, I didn't put the picture there. I just linked to it in case people wanted to see it because I didn't want to force them. But it's just that, you know, inside the teeth, big gaping holes with hair and mucus growing in there. And this was published in a study by Surov some months before. But what he found out was that the group that was eating the genetically modified soy had a much higher incidence of this rare disorder than he had ever seen in his study, suggesting that there may be some very significant disorders resulting from the genetically engineered soy. Now, I asked him at this point, he released his information as part of a report on April 15th, and I asked him when it would be published, and that would be in the summer. And he was cautious. He said, we don't know if it's the genetically engineered component. We don't know if it's the extra Roundup herbicide on the soy. Let me explain what that means to those who are not familiar with GMOs. The primary reason why people genetically modify crops is so they can drink a poisonous herbicide and not die. And Roundup is the most popular. So you have Roundup ready soybeans, corn, cotton, canola, and sugar beet that you can spray with a toxic Roundup herbicide, and it will kill all of the other plant biodiversity, but not the Roundup ready crop. Now, I'm learning just this month that the Roundup itself has components in it that might promote sterility. And what happens is, and this is, I'm saying might because I'm still investigating, and even once I've fully investigated, I probably would be cautious on the...
And, of course, this is Monsanto of Agent Orange fame.
Yes, exactly. Monsanto is the one that produces Roundup. They produced, they're one of the producers of Agent Orange, and, of course, PCBs. And they're in charge, by the way, to determine if their GM foods are safe, not the FDA. The FDA's policy claims that it's up to Monsanto and the other biotech companies to determine if their foods are safe. They don't have to tell the FDA before it goes on the market.
And I saw just last month Obama appointed the head regulator at the Food and Drug Administration as the former Monsanto executive.
Yes, exactly. Michael Taylor, he's the U.S. food safety czar in charge of the U.S. food supply. He was the one that was in charge of policy at the FDA when the FDA said no testing was necessary.
Hmm.
And it was based on a policy that claimed that the FDA wasn't aware of information showing that GMOs were different. But documents made public from a lawsuit shows, of course, that that was a lie, because the overwhelming consensus among the FDA's own scientists were that GMOs were not only different but inherently dangerous and could create things like allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. But the person in charge of that policy, Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney and later Monsanto's vice president, I believe, because he put that policy through, is responsible probably for more food-related illnesses and deaths than anyone in human history, and he is in charge of the food safety in the United States.
Amazing. Now, again, this isn't just one prestigious Russian study, though. I mean, again, you have it all in your book, meticulously documented. But I've seen countless studies, not just in rats or mice or hamsters or rabbits that they tend to test on, but that they've done studies showing humans with lower birth rate and a higher mortality, and that it's not just this type of soybean, whether it's the poison or the soybean itself. But separately in other GMO crops that are GMO, not for a pesticide-related reason, but for, say, a flavor reason or for a longevity reason. I mean, this is really beginning to become crystal clear in focus.
Well, let's talk first about the animal studies, and then let's take a look for correlation in human studies. We do know, for example, that there are indigenous people in Argentina who've been sprayed by Roundup by plane, and they're complaining of birth defects. And possible there might be sterility there, infertility, but I'm not sure. But I think we can look with more confidence at the animal feeding studies. In fact, the most important one, I think, that follows the hamster one was done 5 years earlier also by someone with the Russian Academy of Sciences. And it was Irina Ermakova, a senior researcher at the Academy. And she just completely innocently fed genetically modified soy flour. It was from Archer Daniels Midland variety, bought in the store, the same kind that we eat here. And she fed it to female rats starting 2 weeks before they got pregnant and continued feeding them through pregnancy and lactation and then started feeding the offspring as part of their diet. What was interesting was that when the babies were born, many of the babies were smaller, quite a bit smaller, when they were from the GM-fed mothers. But most importantly, more than half of them died within 3 weeks. The control group that ate the GM, the non-GM soy, only 1 in 10 died. So it was a five-fold increase in infant mortality. With the hamster study we just discussed, there was a difference of five-fold, and that was 25% versus 5%. Or in another group, 20% versus 5%. So it was four or five times higher with the hamsters, and it was five times higher with the rats. Now, what was interesting with the Ermakova study is she, of course, was attacked and vilified by the biotech industry. She published her research as preliminary, asking for more money to do follow-up research, but never got it. In fact, she told me this week after we spoke at the European Parliament together that her boss had been told by his boss that you know, under pressure, that she couldn't do any more GM research. So one of her colleagues actually tried to comfort her by saying, well, maybe the GM soy will solve the overpopulation problem on Earth, and she wasn't comforted. But what happened was when they were, when she was attacked by the biotech industry, one of the valid issues was that she never did a biochemical analysis of the feed to see if there might be a toxin in the bag of flour. But after she had completed her research three times with similar results, coincidentally, the Russian Academy of Sciences facility where she was working started feeding all of the rats a rat chow based on genetically modified soy, and she had a brilliant idea of simply asking her colleagues after 2 months, what was the infant mortality rate in their study? They weren't studying GMOs. They just happened to be feeding all of the infants, all of the rats, GM soy. It turns out it had skyrocketed to over 55%. This suggests it's not some obscure toxin that had made its way into her particular batch, but it was more likely a generic problem. In addition, when you go back further, Italian researchers fed genetically modified soy to mice, and they found that the testicles were damaged, the structure and function of the testicles were changed, including the young sperm cell. And when they looked at the offspring in the embryo stage, a very, very young embryo stage, they removed it from the wombs of the pregnant mice who had been eating genetically modified soy or natural soy. And they found that those that had been eating genetically modified soy, the embryo DNA functioned differently. So Ermakova, this was in Italy, Ermakova back in Moscow, she decided to feed GM soy also to male rats, and she showed me the picture, which I use in my presentation, and the testicles changed from pink to blue. So normally the testicles are pink in male rats, and she showed the controls, and they were pink, but they were blue in those that were fed genetically modified soy.
Incredible, absolutely incredible. And now, what is it, 8 major food crops are being genetically engineered, and now they want to go to hundreds?
Oh, that's right, exactly. The goal of Monsanto, the explicit goal, is to genetically engineer 100% of all the commercial seeds in the world and patent them, and they have a plan to achieve it. Now, it doesn't stop with soy. We also have evidence of infertility with corn, and we also have it with the GM cotton. With the corn, the Austrian government fed genetically modified corn that was both Roundup ready and also produced its own toxic pesticide called BT. It was both events in the same gene, in the same DNA. So they found that the more of this corn that they fed to mice, the fewer the babies they had and the smaller the babies were.
And by the way, large portions of the corn and things we now eat in the United States are of these GMO varieties.
Yeah, about 85% of the corn. Now,
so, folks, you're having your family line annihilated right now. You're being you're under assault, and you know, if you walked up and punched a cop in the face, you go to prison. But they feed this to the cops, and the cops just love it. I mean, I'm just pointing out that we're all being assaulted.
So we've seen this also in livestock. I happened to discover a new source that changed his animals to non-GM feed and found that the litters got bigger. I do know of about 24 farmers that claim that certain varieties of GM corn caused their pigs or cows to become sterile. Some pigs had false pregnancies or gave birth to bags of water. And also in India, they discovered that buffalo that were feeding on genetically modified cotton cakes, these are the cotton seed cakes. Now, these are cotton that's genetically engineered to produce its own toxic pesticide. Most of the buffalo that ate the cottonseed cakes got reproductive problems, including prolapsed uteruses, sterility, and abortions and premature delivery.
Jeffrey Smith, stay there. How do they think they're going to get away with this, folks? Well, they think you're dumb. They want population reduction, and they're getting it. No grandchildren for you, folks. We'll be right back.
That's why I say a protest, you gon' do before this. That's why I say a protest, you gon' do before this. Lord, sun stay shining, I stay grinding, rain check still smiling. Gather around full class, before you get around for your mask. While they mask the truth, I'm asking you, ain't there something you can do to tell the truth to someone new or even someone old? Don't matter, you heard it. Now the story needs told. Can't wait till they burn it. We in a whole well universe. When they sell in hell, and we rehearse. So do what you want to see them showing up. No, you're just doing what they want, son. That's why I say the protest you gon' do before this. That's why I say the protest you gon' do before this. Long as sun stay shining, I stay grinding. Rain check still smiling. I've been the same since the 60s. Got us this far. Where the hell is we? And where we going next? 20 countries run the world. That got me vexed. So I say screw a text, make them bleed with the screen so the people feel blessed. Can't chill, feeling stressed. I'm young and I'm blessed. Post no bills, I say hell yes. So what you stand for, if you really stand for it, stand for it before. On the streets there's a war for the minds of the poor who late for the war. Worldwide rebellion, can't you see? Folks in rock concert yelling, fans blowing off steam, ain't spelling no way out. That's why I'm yelling. That's why I say, a protest, you gon' do before this. That's why I say, a protest, you gon' do before this. That's why I say, a protest, you gon' do before this. All the sun stay shining, I stay grinding, rain check still smiling.
Back, CKLN listeners. Again, that was Jeffrey Smith on the Alex Jones radio show. And he's a guy who's made movies, he's written books, he's spoken worldwide. He's got a non-GMO shopping guide to share with you. So Google Jeffrey Smith. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Forget his website. But hey, I've been mixing songs for a while, and oh my goodness, it's a pain in the butt. to have to do that. Jeffrey Smith, GMO. There we go. Seedsofdeception.com. That's right. I think Jones mentioned it in that interview clip, which I did hear yesterday. But I was working on music, and I got to say, I'm gonna put some stuff out there. Just like the track you just heard. You know, F a protest. So I can plainly, simply, clearly, easily explain to people how I feel about it, show that I feel about it, and then leave music alone for a while, because it just takes too long. Axl Rose took 17 years to make Chinese Democracy, and I have friends that tinker like crazy with music, and I don't have to, but I'm up against music that, you know, Drake's album probably had $10 million behind it, and so I'm up against that. I got younger than me, prettier than me, with $10 million making, you know, R&B, rap, pop, you know, hits. It's like, crap. I got to spend another couple hours mixing this. But anyway, the point is that the New World Order, the Anglo-American establishment, the powers that be evil behind our socialization and our infantilization. And I just, as long as sun stays shining, I stay grinding, rain check still smiling. Well, it's raining outside right now, and as Mr. Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com has said, the New World Order, basically, you know, as their social engineers come up with basically neuro-linguistic programming, ideas to repeat over time. So you might see it and go, what? It's just, you know, whatever. But, you know, over time we get used to it, and it changes the way we think. So with respect to whatever in the weather, you know, you'll have weathermen say, you know, it's raining, so don't forget to take an umbrella. Don't forget to take a raincoat. And again, you'll hear Alan Watt at CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com say this. And you'll go, really? And then you'll go look at it, and you go, God damn, they are doing that. Because that's meant to infantilize us, to treat us like children. You know, the plan is to turn us all into children here. And so you have the up escalator safety ads at Dufferin Mall, at Bloor and Dufferin and elsewhere that I've seen, which literally it's an escalator safety ad. I can't stop going off on this once in a while. These are things that are organically ingrained. You know, when you see BS everywhere, how do you react to it? You know, what should our reactions be to this type of nonsense? So the up escalator safety ads, the keep back, please be nice, you know, stuff on the TDC, the do the sleeve sneeze ads, the kudo mobile, our culture, you know, it's all designed to make us too weak to hear that Monsanto is murdering us with genetically modified foods and be able to think about it long enough to get comfortable with it and the, you know, what it is, and then figure out what to do about it. Our culture is designed to make us incapable of doing that. And so, you know, that's why I find it helpful to reverse engineer our culture and say, well, screw you then. I'm going to take, you know, M&M's, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. I'm going to take something like that. And I'm going to apply it to this GMO crap. And I'm going to say, all right, everybody, I'm going to put me out a GMO flyer. Or if I happen to be blessed to be hosting, you know, radio show here on CKLN 88.1 FM, Rogers Kilo Box 947 and CKLN.FM online, Mondays through Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. as the inheritor of these Rude Awakening CKLN news show time slots, then I'm going to talk some smack about it on the radio and hope that it has an effect. But I guess, you know, why does Jeffrey Smith do what he does? You know, because you talk about yourself, and even though other people talk about themselves, and you talk about yourself, then you get nailed for that. So, you know, but I do it in context here. Why do I do this? Why does Jeffrey Smith do it? Why does Alex Jones do it? Why does Alan Watt do it? You know, what is the point of all this? Is it to make sure that we understand exactly how we're being slapped in the face? Or is it to make us understand that we're being slapped in the face and then to help us figure out what we can do about it? So GMO's perfect example. Okay, so what can you do? Go to seedsofdeception.net and at seedsofdeception.com, Seeds of Deception. And I recommend you keep a pen and paper handy during these shows, because I do fly through a ton of things that you may want to Google, look into, reference, say, whatever later. You can also download the shows at blackchristian.blogspot.com, archive.org, and radio4all, it's number4all.net. While I'm in the mood to shout out stuff, and again, the shows are kind of off the top of my head, I do plan things, I do bring some clips, and I do a bit of research, but then I come in and I kind of go with the vibe of, you know, either what's happening that day or how I'm feeling or whatever. But while I'm in the mood to shout things out, Press for Truth, Press FORTRUTH, PRESS being the first word in that. Press4Truth.ca has a screening of a new film by Brian Law and Dan Dix, United We Fall, which is taking place at the Bloor Cinema this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., Friday, January 18th. Go to Press4Truth.ca for details. You can also go to ConspiracyCulture.com, Conspiracy Culture, the book and DVD store at Queen and Roncesvalles, owned by Patrick and Kadita. Great folks, great book and DVD store. So go out there and support them and support research into this area, which I'm not against. You know, and people do funny things, man. People do funny things with what you say. I'm telling you. It's you know, it's like, hey, what you doing? You know, it's like I'm watching somebody. It's like I'm watching somebody fidget with their hands like they're going to reach for something. And, you know, the way people think. Because people will think like, oh, okay, so, you know, you're saying that that conspiracy theorists out there, you know, the people that are, you know, absorbing all this information are not being responsible with respect to how they deal with it. And people would take that to mean, you know, don't look into this stuff. And that's no. While I have a opportunity to monologue again for a bit, I'm going to say absolutely not. Hell no. Look into it. Learn a lot about it. But once you get comfortable with absorbing this stuff and being able to digest it in ways that other people in this culture may not be able to, then, you know, what's next? And how can you make it easier for other people in your culture to understand these things? And I've had friends tell me, I don't even want to know what's going on. And that's the next stage, by the way, for my plans in this city. The G20 stripes is interesting, seeing how people are dealing with it. Now that there's an attack on this city, what are the other, you know, informally, I suppose, at this point, what are the other mayoral candidates saying about the G20? What are they saying about the use of this massive police state apparatus built up since the false flag attacks of 9/11, 9 years ago on September 11th, 2001? You know, and at the other, you know, giant protests and anti-globalization protests, you know, what are they doing? And when we have, if we have, because again, I think we can get out of this. I'm the most optimistic dude in the world. This is all a joke. We have enough information. And that's right. Working with this, you will not be taking a loss, because we have enough information to go on now. We have years. We got Bob Chapman, 40 years in the game, you know, breaking this stuff down. You got Jim Tucker, 35 years covering the Bilderberg Group, who are leaders of the world, been active since 1954. Met first at the Bilderberg Hotel, informal name, but now they have a website, bilderbergmeetings.org or whatever. As they do come out, because they're coming out. They're coming out, and our reactions to this are going to be, you know, what determines, you know, how we do while they come out, while they tell us, yeah, we bought sound cannons. Yeah, to use on people that don't like, you know, big corporations and lobbyists and banks controlling governments and politicians and screwing us. We bought sound cannons. Now, none of us like the influence of big whatever on our governments, on our cultures. The negative influence. You know, we like the toys. We'll take the iPad. But none of us like the, you know, the influence of these guys on our culture. So, you know, this is aimed at all of us, and the protest is basically a way for the New World Order to build up larger and larger, you know, and police states and forces, and to train basically our police, our military, our intelligence agencies to see us as the enemy. You know, these people should be looking for people who break crimes, who are, break laws, people who break laws and commit crimes here, or they should be fighting foreign subversion here or foreign overt attack. That's it. That's all they should do. You know, and in terms of this whole protest thing, the way it's being handled is making the protesters seem a lot more dangerous than they are, and that's demonizing dissent, and that's dangerous. So screw the protest. What are you going to do before this is worth considering? But on GMO, and I'm going to break down some news here, I promise. An article from allafrica.com, Uganda. Will GMOs solve our hunger problems? From Kampala, Uganda. Genetically modified seeds will not end hunger in Africa. While responding to the Commissioner for Crop Marketing and Production in the Agriculture Ministry, Alex Lwakoba's remarks on improved seeds, Dr. Dan Mangi, an expert from Kenya Biodiversity Coalition, warned Ugandan farmers on the dangers of genetically modified seeds. Quote, Africa has indigenous seeds that produce good crops. We have enough food, but the issue is distribution, Mangi said. But Lwakoba emphasized the need for improved seeds, saying the lack of high-quality seeds is one of the factors affecting the performance of the agriculture sector. So, basically, the Minister of Agriculture came out and said, yeah, that'd be great. And then the scientist said, no. And that's the thing about all these. These are whistleblowers. You know, so much of this work is whistleblowers. We haven't seen a whistleblower on TV since Aaron freaking Brockovich. And so it's important to get the work of whistleblowers like Dr. Shiv Chopra at shivchopra.com. Health Canada whistleblower, who wrote a book called Corrupt to the Core, which says the federal department responsible for regulating products and the safety of foods and other things that affect our health are corrupt to the core. So there you have it. And then from Care 2 Causes and Uses, this is from a Google News search of GMO here. Despite several scientific studies have linked GMO consumption to organ damage, multiple consumer alert organizations have petitioned USDA to give the American people control over the food they eat. Food manufacturers in the U.S. still aren't required to declare the presence of GMO on product labels. So basically, after all the studies and all the noise being made for years by people, food manufacturers are still not, you know, forced to do that. And these are things that can blow anybody's mind. And if we indict the system well enough, then the system will spit out some favors for us so we chill out. That's the way this goes. You know, they want us happy and poor. So you can go to H&M, walk by an H&M, walk by some other retail outlets here, and you'll see sales for clothes. And it'll say, you know, $5.95, you know, tops, $5.95. I remember 5 years ago. Hell, I remember 2 years ago. You could not have a retailer in this city advertise a shirt for $5.95. Even them cheapy $3 for $10 like Canada shirts in Chinatown. You know, those might be the exception. But you wouldn't have a major retailer splashing everywhere. Fashion, sale, $5.95. And it's like, what the hell's going on here? Well, because they want us, you know, the fashion industry was coined by the Chinese used it thousands of years ago to enslave people. They used to bind women's feet and stuff. They make people do all sorts of crazy things for fashion. Control your mind, control the hierarchy, social status, you know, and so on. Plato coined the term as well in Plato's Republic, which is Plato, P-L-A-T-O, philosopher who's Republic in about 300 B.C., is kind of the blueprint for where they want to take. The New World Order wants to take this culture. Looks a lot like China. China, as the U.N., has suggested, is the model state for the world in the future. And so they want a small elite, very small elite on top. They want a political class, you know, that lives high off the hog by screwing everybody. And they want a big police state, you know, to clamp down on everything, super surveillance. And then they want masses of poor people working for them, you know, as they carefully and, you know, in an organized, orderly fashion, New World orderly fashion, cull us off. Because they just need us to do stuff for them right now. So we got to resist that. So we got to say no. We got to say no to things like GMO foods, no to things like vaccines, no to fluoride in our water. Go to voteoutfluoride.com for the great work of Claudia and her crew at the Regenesis Project, having some meetings before the G20 as well, you know, on that. Ashley's home, citizentimes.com, Ashleyville homepage from Kentucky about GMO foods as well. So there are people that make a lot of noise, but there is a press release. EFSA finds no health risk in Dow GM cotton product. And so the GM industry is still putting out press releases. Q&A, what happens if EU relaxes GMO rules, by Charlie Dunmore, and so on. So, and on that note, I want to deal with one quick thing that a caller called in about here. The Afghan mineral riches story is war propaganda. I briefly alluded to it in a truncated sentence before the clip of Alex Jones discussing GMO foods with author Jeffrey Smith at seedsofdeception.com. And go get the non-GMO shopping guide, folks. It'll save, well, your life. And, you know, if you care about anybody else, then, you know, pass it on. But, okay, Afghan Mineral Riches Stories, War Propaganda by Steve Watson, PrismPlanet.com, from Tuesday, June 15th, 2010. News that the U.S. has suddenly discovered $1 trillion worth of mineral deposits in Afghanistan. Descriptions of the bounty is, quote, a game changer. And yeah, that's Obama speak. Obama will say things like game changer. They'll put that stuff in quotes and we'll say, you know, that's how they train us to say what we're supposed to say. They put it in quotes. Say this is from the man himself. It's in the headline, whatever. But anyway, Watson's referencing that here in this article for PrisonPlanet.com and the InfoWars family. It represents nothing more than a crude war propaganda designed to reinvigorate public support for a failing and even more pointless occupation. The New York Times ran it on Sunday and says it was based on internal Pentagon memos. But in an interview with Politico, and again, this is what InfoWars will do. This is why I recommend InfoWars.com. When they call these guys out, they back it up with like 8 articles, you know, that explain why they're calling them out. One is an interview with Politico,
where a retired senior U.S. official notes, quote, "When I was living in Kabul in the early 70s, the U.S. government, the Russians, the World Bank, the U.N., and others were all highly focused on the wide range of Afghan mineral deposits. Cheap ways of moving the ore to the ocean ports has always been the limiting factor," the official said. So they always knew there was minerals there. This $1 trillion suspected discovery, you know, notwithstanding. There was an Afghan geological survey development, and there's links to all these at Infowars.com. This one links to Afghan Chamber. The other one links to Politico. And it says basically that they revealed, you know, that the Russians were working on getting the minerals that they knew were there out before their empire, the Soviet Empire, the Communist Soviet Empire, started crumbling in 89. As we make our way to the third way, as the New World Order in charge of communism in the East and capitalism in the West merges us into a form of neoliberal, neo-feudal socialism, which basically is a global communism under control of the United Nations, using things like the war on terror rapture to take our rights, and the G20 summit to show, you know, how they'll treat us if we don't like what, you know, the powers that be evil globally, including the 20 countries that say they're running the world now, are deciding to do. And then, of course, the global warming or climate change rapture to take our stuff. As they say, we've got to use less, be happy and poor, be happy with less, you know. And then they got the New Age movement, the keep it happy thing, which is basically don't think about any of this. No matter what happens, try and be happy. In fact, your strength is to be cool no matter what's happening. You can take it. No matter what they give you, you can take it, right? So anyway, it's been on Afghanistan and on and on and on. Quick shout out to henrymakow.com. Secularism shows its true satanic colors. henrymakow.com. Basically an article here on how the Atlantic Monthly recently ran an article that asked the hateful question, are fathers necessary? Are fathers necessary? Sorry, Ron. All the four-hour guys, you should give me a minute or two. It's all good. I'll get off right now. Yeah. No worries. Are fathers necessary in the Atlantic Monthly? So anyway, the bottom line is that it's an article that breaks this down, and Henry Mackow is a great guy to break down our socialization. Not much happening here except Toronto puts the finishing touches on the G20 preparation. Go take a look at that fence. Go take a look at what they spent $1 billion on and see if they should have and see if we should say something. You've been listening to instrumentals by Ty One Davis. The album's called Emmanuel's Theme Music, and so shout outs to them. Shout outs to that. This album, rather. Anyway, before Mr. Ron Gaskin takes you on a four-hour jazz experience that you will not forget here on CKLN Radio, shout out to a couple of websites, Infowars.com for news, NaturalNews.com for health, SeedsOfDeception.com, thanks to Jeffrey Smith for his incredible work about GMO foods, TrendsResearch.com for great wealth news. Shout out to Gerald Celente. He put up a video, a 20-minute clip of this show, over just a static image, where I talked about him, played an interview with him, and then talked some smack afterwards. Got 6,000 views. Anybody can do that with anybody's work, folks. You can just put up clips of radio shows, even put some music over underneath it if they're a cappella to give people the energy to handle the information. Locally, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, PressForTruth.ca, ConspiracyCulture.com, TorontoStreetNews.com, and StatismWatch.blogspot.ca. Statism Watch got a shout out. Great work of Todd Howe, because he's doing some amazing work on the G20, and we all should. So get active, folks. It's in the 16th of June, 2010. 10 days before the G20, why don't we talk about GMO foods before the global leaders of the world get here? And then, you know, maybe we'll look at them a little differently. I'm going to leave you with my track, F a Protest, again, because it's how I feel, and it's how I think you should consider feeling if you're going to do something besides that. Peace out, everybody.
A protest, you gon' do before this. That's why I say, a protest, you gon' do before this. Law and sun say shine, I say grind, rain check still smiling. Gather round for class, before you gather round for your mask. While they mask the truth, I'm asking you, ain't there something you can do to tell the truth to someone new or even someone old? Don't matter, you heard it. Now the story needs told. Can't wait till they burn it. We in a whole well universe. When they sell in hell, and we rehearse.
So do what you want to see them showing up. No, you're just doing what they want, son. That's why I say the protest you gon' do before this. That's why I say the protest you gon' do before this. Long as sun stays shining, I stay grinding. Rain check still smiling. Been the same since the 60s, got us this far. Where the hell is we? And where we going next? 20 countries run the world, that got me vexed. So I say screw a text, make them bleed with a scream so the people feel blessed. Can't chill, feeling stressed. I'm young and I'm best. Post no bills, I say hell yes. So what you stand for, if you really stand for it, stand for it before. On the streets there's a war for the minds of the poor who late for the war. Worldwide rebellion, can't you see? For some rock concert yelling, fans blowing off steam, ain't spelling my way out. That's why I'm yelling. That's why I say a protest you gon' do before this. That's why I say a protest you gon' do before this. That's why I say a protest you gon' do before this. Long as sun stays shining, I stay grinding. Rain check still smiling.